Hey everybody, welcome back to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on today's episode, we are going over season 7, episode 18, called We Interrupt This Program, and it premiered on February 5th, 1997. Also, I've got my friend David back with me to review this episode, so let's get into it. Okay. So this episode starts out and Garrett is officially out of the picture. He's gone and Dawn is going back to her weather segment at CUTV. Evan is suggesting they act like, you know, she never left, and Rusty arrives and he's really, really pissed and he starts yelling at Brandon that the police were on his case. He feels like a suspect. He's just going insane, and he seems like he's hiding something. What do you think?
I think he's on another level. He, like, doesn't know what he's doing. He's, like, overreacting. If he's innocent,
there's no reason to go that crazy.
He's nuts.
They're making it seem like it is him.
Like, they want to throw you off the case of what's about to happen, but, like...
They definitely want us to think it's him, but he's...
Yeah. I just think he's nuts. He's like a weirdo.
And Tracy's like, they questioned all of us. And if they're questioning you...
Who was Rusty? Like, what was his job?
I think he was another cameraman.
Hmm.
He definitely did something behind the scenes. Because he always... Yes, he was a cameraman because he liked... He would, like, film Tracy's legs. He was, like, a little creepy. Mm. So they wanted you to kind of think that there was something.
Maybe the cop should look into Rusty.
I feel like he's hiding something. And then also he, like, gets all mad at me. He's like, I hope you and Donna rot in hell. And, like, leaves. It's like...
Like, he's disproportionately mad for what happened. Like, two cops showed up to his dorm room and were like, hey, what's up? Did you stalk Donna? No. And then they left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's freaking out like he was on trial for murder. He is.
I know. So, anyways, Donna moves back into the beach house. As Kelly and Tom are making plans. And then Donna says, oh, I'm sorry. Am I interrupting? Am I interrupted walking into my own apartment? That's what I found interesting that she said that. They were just in the living room. Like,
well, she also knocked at her own apartment door. But, like, I think she was joking. Like, do I, like...
Yes.
Can I rent a room?
Yes. We'll give her that. But, yeah. Donna thinks, though, that Kelly is just trying to date Tom to make Valerie mad, but Kelly says that she actually does like him, but making Valerie jealous is a side benefit.
I mean, true.
True. And also, like, I mean, I've said this before, I think that Valerie, good for Tom. Like, go hook up with someone else, because...
I'm not so on Tom's side.
But she said to him... Like, they came, they were sleeping together, and he then, like, tried to kiss her one night, and she's like, I don't want to, and he's like, okay.
Well, why can't he date, like, anyone else at CU then? Why does he have to go out with Kelly?
You're right.
And she knows, and she's doing it to neuter her. Well, I'm not saying Valerie's a saint. She, like, faked an abortion, like, 3 episodes ago, whenever that was, but, like.
She faked a pregnancy.
Yeah. But, like.
Yes.
Tom, date someone else. You don't care about Kelly.
That's fair.
Kelly,
that's...
you don't need, like, stop.
Yeah.
Didn't you learn anything from Brendan Dillon?
No.
Apparently not.
She didn't. So, then Chloe is practicing at the After Dark. And David thinks she's going to be a huge success. She appreciates the support because she didn't have that from her parents since she dropped out of school to become a singer. I question this when we watch this. Did she drop out of high school or did she drop out of college?
I think college. I think they're trying to make them the same age. But she's way younger.
She looks
like... In real life.
Right. Like, I feel like
she looks a lot younger. She, like, seems younger.
Right. If she said she was, like, a senior in high school, like, I'd believe it.
Or maybe she's, like, a... Yeah.
Like, maybe she went to, like, a semester of college and then dropped out. Like, okay, that seems a little bit more.
She's a freshman or, like, would be, like, she's, like, 18, 19.
Yeah, and he's a senior, technically a junior.
She's a smoke show, though. She's so pretty.
She is very pretty. We know her from...
And, like, I don't really remember... I haven't watched the season in a while, like, what happened leading up to this or what happens after this.
She was...
I feel like she's, like, not really a factor in this show, but, like...
She's on briefly. She came... She wanted David to record... She was a backup singer for someone on the... that performed at the After Dark, and she wanted David to listen to her demo tape.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're working together now.
But then that's like it, right? And then she leaves like in an episode or two.
Yeah.
I don't think anything like major happens with her.
But so she, she dropped out of school. And then he says, oh, we can record a new demo at the recording studio that I have in my house. First of all, did that recording studio exist? Because that house is Mark's house.
Also, it was like in the living room. So it's not like a like...
Right, there's no soundproofing. It's not a real studio.
Room.
And also though, but that house is Mark's house.
Does Mark gone?
Mark's gone.
And he left the house.
Mark left the house, David's there, but Tom moved into Mark's room.
Oh, they live together. Yeah.
Because Tom was living at, like, the Walsh house.
But, like, how did Mark get out of that lease? Just curious.
I don't know.
David moved in with him. He had already
It was Mark's house, yeah. And David moved in with him, and that's how we were introduced.
Like, when they had that fire at the house.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's how we were introduced to Mark, because he was David's. Yeah. And also, I think he worked with Brandon at the...
He did, yeah.
Yeah. But then he and Kelly broke up, and then he just, like, disappeared.
Well, he was, like, mad that Brandon got, like, the Fulbright scholarship or whatever that was.
The Dreyer scholarship. Yeah. That doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
But I said this in the tidbits when he left, but as a reminder, the real reason the actor left is kind of scandalous and crazy. Aaron Spelling claims that actor Dalton James, who played him, was anti-Semitic and needed to be fired. The producers and writers do not believe that. They just thought that he had no chemistry with...
both could be true.
Jenny, and that they're like... So they had to... They planned on leaving him on throughout the season and had to rewrite a quick exit for him. So it was interesting. They, like, fired him midway through. Like, he was supposed to be on kind of like a Tracy, like, the entire season. Interesting, right? Wonder
how much has changed since 1997 but to 2021.
If he is like, he was in My Father the Hero, which was before this.
What is that?
What? It's a movie with Katherine Heigl, like, when she was literally like 15 years old, and she's on vacation with her father, Gerardo Pardieu, you know, the French guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, they have like this weird relationship, like, her parents are divorced, and she didn't really know her dad that well, so it's like she had to be forced to, like, spend the summer with him. Then she meets this really hot, like, older guy. It was him, Mark, who looked much better in My Father the Hero. I did not like his haircut in 90210, and she was, like, falling for him, and the dad was, like, trying to help her, and it was like at the end she loved her dad,
like a teen movie.
Yeah. I feel like I saw it in the theaters with my parents.
No, I never saw it.
I'm going to say like 90, 95 might have been. But, loved it. Anyways, moving along. So Steve, Claire, Chancellor Arnold, and Samantha go to a retreat together. Not really quite sure what the retreat is and why they're bringing their children with them. But they're like dating now.
I feel like Claire's probably, like, into the retreat.
Right. Steve, not so
like
much.
Like, Steve definitely is like, no. What am I doing here?
Right. But, and would Samantha like this retreat?
Probably not.
It doesn't seem like a Sanders,
like,
thing.
I honestly can't think of a more boring side storyline than this one. Like, well, name one other boring side storyline on this show more than this. This is in the top five.
When everyone... Where did they go? Everyone went away except for Brandon. And
yes, there was like a little boy.
Well, Well, no, it was a woman who lost.
Yes, she found her boyfriend. I know what you're gonna say.
Yes,
yes, they were like moved here from like they were like lost or whatever.
And she couldn't find. Stupid. She couldn't find him.
Waste of time.
So then Brandon like took her in with him. It
was, yes.
I was like, okay, why couldn't Brandon have just gone on vacation with his friends for the weekend? They went to like Palm Springs.
Right.
And
it was like, very didn't weird. Go. Yes. Well, this is in the top five. Yeah. That with that.
But the fun thing about this is, and I feel like this was done for the actors, the elder actors, because in real life, Samantha Sanders and Chancellor Arnold are married.
Now?
And then.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, they are still married to this day, and they...
Okay, definitely then, that's why.
Right? They put them...
why else would we care? Like, it's like Jackie dated... Kelly's mom dated David's dad. It's like, now we have to do another one of this thing.
Like, I feel like they did this.
That's why they did it.
Like, coincidentally, because Chancellor Arnold's been on for a couple of years, but she was on before him.
Yeah.
Because she was on, like, the high school years.
Maybe she recommended him for that part.
Maybe she did. And then they were like, oh, you know what? Let's give them some stuff together mm-hmm. since they're married in real life.
Well, they, like, date for a while. Until he, I guess, leaves, right? I mean, they graduate college. So yeah. He's gone.
Right. But they're together for a bit. And then she has a whole side storyline in the future seasons.
Also might put that in the top five of terrible side storylines.
There's like season 8 or 9. We'll get to that. No, that's probably like 9 or 10.
It's probably 9 or 10.
Yeah, because we're on 7 now.
It's when they like were really running out of gas and like nothing to do.
Yeah.
Because I can think of a few storylines in those seasons that are just like reaching a lot.
I will say, when I get to like I still like 8. There's definitely
it's the part 8. Oh, right after college.
Yeah.
Like Noah shows up.
Yeah, I like that. 9 it starts to get like a little murky, and 10's a struggle.
Yeah.
10's a struggle to get through, but I'll do it.
There was like some good parts with Vanessa Marcel, but like other parts are not.
Yes. Great. I mean, someone major comes back.
Yeah, but a lot of major people leave.
Yes.
So it's like trade-off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so this retreat is going on, and Steve and Claire does not seem thrilled about this relationship. Like, she just doesn't want her dad to be happy. Like,
no.
It's just weird. And Claire, like, I don't know. But then it's, like, weird also because then... the room arrangements is done by gender and not relationship. So Claire shares a room with Samantha.
I don't think that's that weird.
But would
you want to share a room with your dad at a hotel? Like, I don't know.
I mean...
although, why would Steve and Chancellor Arnold be in a room?
Yeah.
That's weird, too. Why can't they get their own room? They're all rich.
I actually would rather
get your own fucking room.
Be in a room with my dad than a random girl.
It is weird.
You know?
I kick it back. They can't get 4 rooms? She's like a TV star.
Right, she was on the Hartley House.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal.
Steve's rich. Chancellor's, like, the head of a university? Like,
yeah. Come
on. Or get a suite and get 2 rooms.
Right. They definitely could have done something more than, you know, randomly sharing rooms. So, at the After Dark, Valerie is very short with Tom. Because obviously she's pissed that he has been spending time with Kelly. So Kelly's kind of little plan is definitely working the way she'd hoped, clearly. Valerie tells Tom that Kelly's only using him for revenge. And if he does not dump her, he's fired. So he in turn quits. He's no longer going to be working at the After Dark. What did he do?
Huge HR violation.
Oh, that she was going to fire him.
She's like firing him because of like they're late. It's like
right.
A
yes,
mess.
You can't do that.
No, you can't.
And you would know because you are, you know, HR. Yeah. But what did he do? Like, I feel like he like did the lights.
I don't know what
she would always be like, Tom, a light's out. Can you come here?
Maybe like a handyman.
I guess.
But like, who was that before?
I know. And then he planned that whole Super Bowl party with David. Like, he ran the party with David. I liked him that episode because he was wearing a Buffalo Bills jersey. But I don't know why.
Don't care.
Yeah. back at the retreat, though, Samantha is very nice to Claire. She likes her. And then Claire kind of thinks that she's just, like, kissing up to her for some reason. And Samantha tells Claire her dad's really proud of her, and promising that they won't do anything that Claire won't approve of, because Samantha can tell that Claire is, like, uncomfortable about that. But also, she does notice that Samantha brought black lingerie with her. A little weird.
They're not sharing a room, though. I know. When is she
going to
wear it?
I know. That's why it's a little weird. Maybe she thought they were going to, yeah, and then when they got to this retreat.
Also, how old are they supposed to be? 50s?
I would say, wouldn't you?
Because Steve's like, I hope we're having sex at their age. Like, they're not 85. Like, they're 50.
Yeah. Like, that's not, yeah, that's not, 50-year-olds having sex is very normal.
Right.
J-Lo and Ben are probably doing it right now as we speak. They're 50, right? I mean, she's over 50.
Yeah.
He might be, like, almost 50. Anyways. Donna calls David, and Chloe answers the phone. Did he tell her to answer the phone?
No, but I think she was, like, sitting next to
it. Okay, so she answers the phone, and this is a weird thing. She's like, hello, David's phone, and Donna's like, oh, hi, is David there? She's like, yes, he is. Would you like to speak to him? I mean, if you're calling someone, generally, yes, you would like to speak to them. But if she's just like, no. Like, and then she's like, this is Donna. She's like, oh, hi, Donna. Guy's a killer. And then hands the phone to David. And Donna's very funny because she's like, hey, killer. Because Chloe's a little weird.
I think that was funny. But, like, David's, like, clueless. Like, just, not that, whatever, it's not a big deal that she answered the phone, but, like,
you have a girlfriend. I don't
know. She was just being stalked. You're, like, ignoring her.
Right.
Maybe you should be, like,
be a supportive boyfriend.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, oh, I'm just helping her with her demo tape or whatever he's doing.
But Donna, like, wanted to make plans with him, and he's kind of just like, eh. Like,
well, he offered to get Chinese food and watch a movie.
He blew her off a little bit, and then he felt bad, and he's like, oh, I'll get Chinese in a movie. And she's basically like, don't bother. She was over it at that point. Back to the retreaters. They're having dinner together. It's boring.
I just wanted to make one comment about that dinner.
Yeah.
They make it seem like, they say it's a buffet because she's like, I'm going to go up and get seconds. Like, what is this hotel? Like, they can't get their own rooms. Why is there a buffet? Like, what's happening here? They're also like in, Steve and Chance are wearing full suits.
Mm-hmm.
Claire and Samantha Sanders are wearing gowns. Like, what is this?
And I don't know what this retreat is.
Never explained.
But it's really weird also, like, Claire is complaining about them being together. She even says to Steve, like, she's trying to take my father away from me. So if your father's in a relationship, like, did this...
Well, she's not rational.
But it's like, did this happen? Did he date anyone since your mother died? And that's...
When did she die? Like, was Claire a little girl? Or, like, she died, like, right before he met Claire?
I'm saying, we met her, she was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
I don't think it was recent, her mother's death.
It was, like, when she was a little girl.
So I'm thinking she was maybe she was in fifth grade or something. Like, yeah. She was pretty young. And has he dated anyone else? Like, and, like, maybe forgot
not
about Claire?
We know about.
But then I'm saying, like, that would be, like, a rational, like...
Someone from Solanesia, maybe?
Maybe. Oh, my God. You remember he was friends with that guy who was, like, torturing his people? And, like, what did she called him, like, Nando? Like, she was like, he's like, you know, family friend. But I don't know, like, I understand if she's angry, or not angry, but upset if he's actually did this before, but, like, who cares if he, like, you don't want your dad to be happy? It just seems
bratty.
Yeah. And yeah, she, like, doesn't want... She wants to keep them apart. But Steve's, like... Steve's all about it. He's, like, I think it's great. Like, let them date, you know?
Also, Steve's tie in the scene is, like, the size of a football field and so ugly.
The outfit...
It's the biggest...
Yeah.
Ugliest tie I've ever seen. Anyway, go on.
So then Tom and Kelly go on a date, and he walks her to her door, and then he asks her flat out if she's using him based on what Valerie said. Kelly basically kisses him to let him know that she does really like him, and tells her that, like, Valerie threatened to fire me and if I didn't stop dating you. And she's like, what did you tell her? And he said that he quit. So basically he's letting Kelly know, like, I picked you. And we'll see where they go. I mean, I like Tom. Mm. You're not a big
Tom. He's a little sleazy. Like,
you think because he picked, just because he's going out with
Kelly? Yes. Ben. And she's obnoxious.
I mean, Kelly went after him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Her too.
Yeah.
I mean, she's no saint, but you know my feelings on her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Kelly fan either.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that your hatred of Kelly has definitely seeped over to mine.
Yeah. And I just, like, love Valerie, and this is just, like, poor Valerie, so whatever. But
I only like Kelly when she's with one particular person, so.
Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I will say also that, other than that scene where she, like, threatens to fire Tom, Valerie's not in this episode at all, which is not great for me. Like, I, like, don't like an episode without
She's
Tiffany
not,
Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, she's really not a main focal at all in this episode. I mean, it's really Donna-centric, mostly.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we're about to get to. It's just, like, all Donna.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, going right into it, Donna goes back to CUTV, where Rusty, still there, is being an asshole, and she's trying to be really nice to him. Like, she's apologizing about the police harassing him or questioning him, and he's just being an asshole. Evan is there. Evan tells him to back off, but Rusty's already kind of, like, you know, I don't know. Rusty quits because of all this, and like I said, I think Rusty's hiding something because it's weird. We have to go back to the retreaters for a minute. Because
it's the okay, sorry, go ahead.
Just get so Steve and Claire, per really more Claire, is literally acting like a 12-year-old because she wants to break them up, but then they see them kissing. And Chancellor Arnold then realizes that Claire's not happy about this, so he's said that they should break up since the kids aren't on board. And Claire and Steve hear this whole thing, and now Claire feels bad. As she should, because she sucks. All right, we'll get back to the TV show. The CUTV. So Evan tells Donna how awesome she is. Basically, he picks out her lipstick for her to wear. And you can tell that she's getting a little uncomfortable with, like, his closeness. And then he decides to kiss her on the cheek, which makes her pull away. And then he lets it be known that he has been calling her. He's been sending flowers. He apologized about the rat that he put in her bed and almost running her over. And it is revealed in this moment that Evan is indeed Donna's stalker. He wants them to be together. And she made him mad. That's why he tried to run her over. And
why did she make him mad?
I don't know. He didn't really...
Because it's kind of like...
Did he explain?
This whole thing is very confusing. Because, like, what is the rat in her bed? Why is he trying to run her over? Those are, like, negative things. Right. And then it's like, I'm sending you flowers and writing you love letters. Like, what is it? Are you in love with her, infatuated with her?
Yes.
Or do you want her to, like, hurt her?
I think it's an infatuation. I think that...
And he just gets, like, mad and snaps, and he's like, I'm going to run her over. Like, what if he did run her over?
But I don't...
Then he would have killed her.
Right. I don't understand his plan also, because initially he came on and asked Donna to set him up with Kelly. So the four of them went on a double date.
Yeah, like, but he was trying to just get close to her.
Does she make him mad because she has a boyfriend?
No, but he's such, like, not a factor at the TV station.
Yeah, David's so never there.
He's never around. Also, like, you didn't mention this, but a few scenes before this, they just show a quick scene of him loading his gun, and he's, like, watching old news reports, and he's like, you bitch.
Right.
Like, does he hate her? Like, what, like,
right.
She's just, like, doing the weather, and he's like, you bitch.
Yeah.
But then the other, then, like, later on, he's like, I love you, be my girlfriend, run away with me. Like, it's just very confusing.
Pick a lane, Evan.
apparently.
Then you want to run her over, and then you're sending her flowers. Like,
it's weird.
Make up your mind.
Yeah.
Your stalker skills need work.
They do. So then Brandon and Tracy arrive, and Donna comes running over to them, and, like, hiding behind Brandon, and is saying that Evan's the stalker. It's Evan. He kind of is like, she's lying, which you think Brandon's going to believe Donna or you, Evan? Let's be real. Like, Donna's been his friend for quite some time. He's going to believe her. But he's like, I'm going to call campus security. You're making this worse for yourself. And then Evan pulls out a gun. He wants to now take control over the studio. He tells Donna to lock the doors. He tells, like, Brandon to get into the control room, puts Donna on the desk next to him, is making Tracy, like, film the whole thing. I don't know what he's going to do or what this plan is, but they're going to go live on TV soon, and he is going to be on live with Donna with a gun to her. Brandon.
Yeah, what is this plan?
It's weird.
Like, what, get her to admit on TV that she loves him? Like,
that's what, I don't know.
Also, like, can we just, for 1 second, like, A, who is watching this TV station? Neither did GW.
If they did, I said this in, like, a few episodes ago, like,
never knew how to get to a GW TV station.
Yeah, ever. And I was like, the only channels that we had, like, when I lived on campus was, we had movie channels, like, in the dorms and stuff, that were on, like, a loop for, like, a week. There was, like, 4 channels, and it was just, like, in the dorms. And, like, they would change them every week. That's it. There was no, like, news. There was no...
I know. Like, we didn't have a TV station either. We did have a radio station that played, like...
I'm sure we did.
Music, and also...
They had DJs?
They had, like, shows. Like, you could be, like, actually, one of my friends had, like, an entertainment show where she just, like, talked about, like, entertainment. The gossip, I was, like, on as her guest a few times.
Yeah.
But, like, every time I was on, I was like, is anyone fucking listening to this? Like, I didn't, as a student there in 4 years, like, I didn't know how to, like, find that radio station. Yeah. Like, what, where was I queuing that up? So, like, also later on in this episode, when Kelly realizes, like, this is happening, she's at the Condor, and she's like, calls David, and she's like, David, turn on CUTV and call me. Like, he's at home. Like,
how is he getting CUTV? He does not live on campus.
Like, what? He's up in the Hollywood Hills. Is he getting CUTV on?
Right.
Like, this is where I'm confused about this TV thing. Like, I get that it's on at the Condor, but that's probably the only place it's on.
Right. Like, it's on, it's in campus. It's, like the coffee shop or something, like, kind of, like, the
meat. But, like, people are tuning into this to, like, find out the weather. Like, Donna's, like, giving the weather, and they're like, what weather is going to be on campus tomorrow? Like, let me turn on CUTV to see what Donna Martin says the weather is. I mean, also, what are her qualifications to give the weather? But
yes, she's not a meteorologist, but I do think it was a cute idea. Like, her thing with, like,
the idea, but, like, just, like, definitely no one needs the weather from CUTV.
Like, do you think she was researching the weather?
No, she probably looked at the day's that paper day. And was like, 70 and sunny? / the weather's always the same.
Like, you don't think she ever, like, looked at a radar or anything like that?
No.
So she wasn't, like, a true meteorologist?
No, she's in college.
I know. Do you think,
but this whole thing is just, like, a crock. Like, she's putting on, he's kidnapping her on TV, and, like, the whole campus is watching. Like, how?
Well, so this is funny. So,
it's like, remember when we were, like, I don't know if Limburg South Middle School had this, but Limburg North Middle School had, like, the announcements were on, like, a TV, and, like, they had, we had, like, a morning show, like, the Today Show. Did you have that?
No.
Okay, we had, like, a Today, like, it was, like, the Today Show. And it was, like, they would do the announcements of the day, and, like, I don't think they did the weather, but they did, like, whatever. There's a bake sale, like, tomorrow's a holiday, like, random stuff like that. And there were, like, hosts, and they cut to, like, a news segment with, like, we're here with the lunch lady, like, what's on the menu in the cafeteria? Like, stuff like that. It was quick, like, 4 minutes. But that's, like, in middle school, like, on a closed-circuit TV, like, in the thing that everyone was forced to watch.
Right.
This, they take it so seriously. Brandon is so fucking high and mighty about this CUTV. And it's like, 8 people are watching this.
Yeah.
Because they happen to be, like, getting coffee at the Condor.
Wait. Also about this. So, Brandon's in the control room. Tracy's on the camera. And then the rest of the people that work there are, like,
laying on the floor.
Uh-huh. Mark ran the radio show with Brandon.
TV, yeah.
A TV show. Like, Brandon was, like, wasn't, like, Mark, like, the station, like, he was kind of, like, his boss. He was, like, the mm-hmm. station manager. So, did Brandon, like, go into his yeah. role? So, who's in Brandon's old role?
They don't, I don't think they need it, because there's, again,
right.
no point of this.
So, Brandon, yeah, because I'm just, like, where, like, they didn't replace him? Because Tracy is acting as camera, but she's, like, a reporter. Like, she's on air.
Yeah, she's the anchor, yeah.
Yeah, she's, like, the anchor. Yeah. Uh-huh. They never really showed us another anchor.
No, she is the only
one. Yeah, so, it's just weird. But while Brandon is in the control room, he cleverly puts the phone down, and he calls 911, and the 911 operator hears Brandon saying to Evan, like, let the hostages go. And she's like, did you say hostages? Like, obviously.
Oh, my God. I loved that 911 operator. First of all, she was wearing, like, a blazer. Like, she was at a formal event. Like.
Right. And we watched, I watched 911. And they're in, like, a big room. And it's not formal.
It's just funny. Like.
Yeah.
So 90s.
Then Evan notices that the phone was off. So he's yelling at Brandon. Brandon's like, just got knocked off the cradle. Then he puts it back up, but obviously...
Such a 90s thing. Could never say that anymore.
No, you'd have to,
they wouldn't even, like, have phones.
What would you do now in that situation? Like,
yeah, your cell phone.
But your phone's in your pocket, you try to just,
not
like...
Not always.
Isn't could there, be. Like, a 911 button?
No, I don't think so.
I think there's, like, something you can, like, if you hold on to a certain button or, like, 2 buttons, I think you can get 911 that way.
Don't know.
Anyway, so, yeah, Evan is sitting next to Donna, and he's holding this gun, and she's like, what are you gonna say? And he's like, well, I've got lots to say. And then she's like, we're live. And he's like, And then he's just, like, basically saying, like, tell me you love me. Like, it's just very, he's, like, making her declare, like, her love for him. Which she obviously doesn't have. Then we, that scene where we cut to Kelly, who's in the Condor with other people, and she's like, la la la, getting her latte, and she's like, sees Don on the news, and then she's like, wait, what is that? And then she's like, he has a gun. And then, like, she's like, he's got a gun! And then everyone, like, in the Condor goes nuts. I thought that was kind of funny.
I'm curious, like, what was on that TV, like, what was on the CU TV before this? And they just cut into, like, Evan turning the camera on and saying, like,
well, they were going to go live, so yeah, there was
a news... right on time. I don't know.
I think so, because Brandon was doing the countdown.
Oh, all right.
So maybe I think there, but like,
so instead of, like, Tracy being at the desk, he's
like... yeah, exactly. Like, Tracy was supposed to be at the desk, and then Donna was there to do. That's why Donna was there. She yeah, was doing her news back report. To but like, what else is on that channel is a very good question. We don't know.
No.
Well.
Like, maybe the sporting events at the school is, maybe. Like, on the channel?
Like, Joe Bradley was probably featured yeah. a lot because, you know, football. Did he? He left, right? He went back to, like, Beaver Falls or wherever he's from.
Philadelphia? Wasn't he from Philadelphia?
I think it was the state of Pennsylvania. Oh, I think right. it was a small town. That's why I said Beaver Falls. Or I could totally be making that
up. I don't remember.
Anyways, so then... Donna has to read entries from a journal that Evan apparently has kept. And it's a little notebook. And it was like January 5th. Donna.
Winked at me.
Yeah. January 18th. Donna said hello to me.
Yeah. It's lame.
It's very weird. I don't know. And. He's really pathetic. Like, it's like, I almost feel bad for him because he's kind of a loser. But this is where things get really action-packed. Outside. Outside, we see some detective roll up, like, out the door before even, you know, and then there's a whole SWAT team. And he was like, Miller, you do this. Like, Johnson, you do this. And he knows everybody that's there. He's running the show. He is basically telling everyone what to do. Like, find out who this guy is close with. Family, friends. Like, it was very funny.
He actually said family, friends, a professor.
Oh, yes.
And then some guy's like, on it.
Then they, like, hand him a phone. So they call the control room. So they have the phone number to the control room. And he's giving Brandon instructions because Brandon's, in, you know, Brandon's like trying to act like he's not on the phone.
Can I make a comment about this? When he calls the control room, Brandon answers it on speakerphone.
Yeah.
Why did he not make the prior call on speakerphone? When he does it and he puts it on the thing.
Yeah.
Like to 911. Why did he make that call not on speakerphone? But this call he answers on speakerphone where it looks like the phone's hung up.
Right. Like, if he just pressed the button.
Just press speakerphone and dial 911.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Right, because Evan can only hear Brandon when he's speaking. Yes. When he presses the button.
Right, so if he dialed 911, it could have been on this whole time.
Right, he wouldn't have been able to hear him. Yeah.
Anyway.
Not the smartest, you know, thinking there.
Well, he's awfully high and mighty for someone who's not so smart sometimes.
I know. He really... I don't know. Like, if I'm in this situation with this gun... I'm, like, probably acting like Tracy. Like, Tracy was, like, you know...
Yeah, she was freaked.
She was freaked. She's trying to stay calm. She's trying to listen. But Brandon's, like, almost, like, trying to, like...
Like, too calm.
Yeah. Like, act like a little tough.
But, yeah, the other people are, like, on the floor with their heads down. Like, there was, like, 10 people there. They probably could have...
Taken him. Yeah.
Like, just, like, run at him and tackle... Like, I mean, somebody might have, like, got, like...
His back's turned at some
injured
point.
Injured somehow, but, like, I don't think anyone would have got shot.
No.
It's, like, 1 against 10.
Yeah.
And, like, there were bigger guys there.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that, like, girl later who calls and she's just like, save us or whatever.
Well, she was funny when Evan pulled out the gun. She's like, Evan, what are you doing? And he's, like, turns around and she's like, whoa!
She's probably, like, friends with him and she's just like, how did I not know this guy was...
Yeah, she's freaked also.
Stalker, yeah.
So the detectives try to give Brandon some instructions. Evan is making Donna continuously say she loves him, yelling at her to say she meet like to act like she means it, and then she like repeated. She's like, "I love you," and he's like, "Say it again," and she's like, "I love you," and he's like, "Say it like you mean it," and she's like, "I love you, Evan." Like, she kept on trying, and then he's just like, "Now everyone can see, you're a liar." Like, what is your end game? Like, what is the end goal here, Evan?
Yeah, not clear.
Like, if you really liked her, it's like, why, like, I don't know. Anyway, so Brandon then announces on his little speakerphone that the police are on the phone and want to talk to Evan. Evan obviously doesn't want to talk to them, and Brandon asks him to release the hostages, saying no one's gotten hurt yet, you're not going to get in too much trouble if you just let them go. Evan says no deal, makes him hang up the phone. But back on the air, he's then accusing Donna of leading him on. He gets basically like Donna to say how horrible she is. Oh, I didn't say this before. In her little... like, the journal that he was reading, she had to read out loud to the entire school, like, watching this thing, that she's a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
Why was that necessary?
Also, how did he know that?
Well, he said, when she read it, Donna told me that she's a virgin today. I think that's...
Why is she, like, telling, like, that came up at the TV station?
It is weird that that ever came up. Because she's like...
Like, they weren't on a date.
Oh, and he... But he thought it was sweet that she's only gonna, you
it's
know,
fine,
sleep
but
with
like,
one
what,
man.
What... I don't know.
No, I agree. Like, that's not something that you would ever really bring up with a
and
random...
And she's, like, kind of private, Donna. It's not like Kelly saying it. Which she's
well,
not.
Kelly's
but like,
not a virgin.
You know what I mean? But, like...
Yeah. I agree. It's a little, you know... Then, what you said before, Kelly calls David and leaves him a message because he doesn't pick up and to... you know, turn on CUTV. I actually found this a little bit interesting because David is nowhere to be found while his girlfriend is going through a tragic thing right now. Similarly, Brandon was nowhere. Well, he was with Emily when his girlfriend Kelly at the time was in a fire. He mm-hmm. was not there for her. So it seems that the boys of the Beverly Hills are not there for
them. Do we find that in the next episode? Did you watch it yet? Like, where David is or what?
I think he was with Chloe.
Is he? Does he ever say, like, sorry, I wasn't, like,
I think
available
it's,
to
I
you?
I think or? It's addressed. Mm. I think it's addressed.
Because it is weird. Like, the episode ends and we never hear see David at all, ever, like, right. again. So, right. like, does he get Kelly's message? Does he turn on CUTV? Like, we don't know. Like, sometimes in shows when there's, like, a crisis happening, like, you get to see everyone's points of view, a reaction right. to it. Like, I'm thinking about shows that have had, like, an earthquake in it or whatever. It's like, you see everyone, like,
what going through it.
But you never see David's reaction. You don't, I mean, Valerie, we said, isn't in this episode. Steve and Claire never find out.
They're
I mean,
at this retreat, so they're right. not getting CUTV at this retreat.
Maybe not. I mean,
maybe the next episode.
The thing about this retreat is also, like, they cut back to the retreat at one point during this. Do you have this in your notes?
It's right up next.
Okay, so say what you're going to say.
So, Claire tells her dad that she doesn't want him and Samantha to break up. She was just jealous. He promises that Claire, you know, is always going to be his first priority. Steve tells his mom that, you know, he only kind of went along with the breaking up thing because it was
yeah.
Claire's plan and he, you know, he doesn't really care. But he did say, like, he's a little jealous that she spends time with Chancellor Arnold. I don't know why he would be jealous because, I mean, he's with his dad more than his mom, I feel. Like, right? Like,
yeah.
Rush is more, Samantha was more prevalent, I think, in high school
years, yeah.
But then college, it's been, like, Rush. Now they're bringing Samantha back a little bit, but.
Well, my comment was just going to be, like, I cannot think of it also another episode or really any show.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, this episode is such a stark transition in storylines from, like, going from
a hostage
crisis, and then they're, like, next scene, they just, like, cut to, like, birds chirping at this retreat outside, and they're, like, they're, like, what's going on with your parents' dating life? And I'm,
right.
like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this?
It's very different.
Like, if I'm the viewer watching this the first time, I'm just, like, gut me back to the good stuff. Like, why am I watching this stupid thing?
I don't disagree. Well, let's move back to CUTV. The police turn up the heat in the studio.
Love that they
literally.
Do this is amazing.
Literally do this. They turn up the heat. They also send drinks in. So they come in with a, you know, thing of drinks.
Well, here's my comment about that.
So Brandon lets them in to get the drinks because it's hot. Because Evan's sweating.
But, like, they turned up the heat 6 minutes ago.
And
it's already sweltering in there. And Evan is profusely sweating. His hair is wet. His shirt has pit stains on it. Like,
yeah.
His neck is all sweaty.
Yeah.
And, like, Donna kind of starts to look a mess.
Right.
It does not get that hot in a room when you turn the AC off right away. Like, that hot.
No.
Also, they're, like, send in bottled water. Like, you have been without water for less than 10 minutes.
But it's hot now.
But, okay.
No, I know.
Like, it's not like we're stuck in an elevator for 8 hours. We need water. You were without water. Which, by the way, you probably have water in that room somewhere. Like, there's probably
there's no,
a water
like,
cooler.
Little fridge or something. Yeah, like a water cooler.
But, like, you needed bottled water immediately sent in. Like,
right.
It reminds me of that episode. Was it The Office or something? When someone gets stuck in an elevator and they're like, we have to decide where we need, if we need to pee. And it's like, we've been in this elevator 30 seconds.
Yes.
Like, you don't need to pee right.
Oh, what's his name?
Dwight?
Dwight,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's just like,
we have to create corners for
peeing.
Yeah,
it's like, you've been in this room, TV station, such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
You don't need bottled water and you're not sweating that much.
Yes, I agree. But then, so they're bringing in, like, this whole, like, case of water. And when Evan's distracted, two of the SWAT guys sneak into the studio. So they're in there, and he doesn't see it. Then, like, one of the women who was, like, friends with Evan freaks out. She runs to, like, grab the phone, and she's like, help us! And then Evan, like, waves his gun around, and... But he still hasn't shot anyone. Like, I truly don't think Evan, I'm surprised, A, he even has a gun, but I don't think he really wanted.
This is America.
Right. But, I mean, he's probably had it. I mean, I don't know where he's from originally, but if he was from a certain state, he could have had the gun since he was, like, 13 years old. But I don't think, A, this was not a thought-out plan.
Oh my God, it's so not a thought-out plan.
B, I don't think he, like, yes, he put the rat in her bed and, like almost ran her over, but he, like, swerved out of
Was it a rat-rat or was it a stuffed animal?
No, it was a rat-rat in her bed. And then when he was following her one night, she, like, dropped her bag at the after dark when, like, Kelly...
Yeah, it was the Super Bowl party.
Yeah, and Kelly and Claire were, like, the worst friends in the entire world. And they're like, no one's bothering you. It's fine. So she dropped her bag as they were, like, ready to leave. And then, like, Evan, like, drives up, like, really fast towards her, but then swerves and goes around her.
Yeah.
And that's the first time Kelly, she's like, you see? Like, the first time Kelly and Claire were like, oh, like, maybe something really is happening. But I don't think he really wanted to hurt her or anyone. Like, I don't think he's ever hurt anyone before. I think he's just,
he's misguided.
You know, he's got some issues. Anyway, so the cops ask Evan to then let the hostages go, you know, since the police did them a favor by sending in water. Donna agrees to stay since she's the, you know, one that he really wants. And Evan finally gives in and sends everyone out except for now Brandon, Donna, and Tracy. Naturally, of course, they're the only three left because they're the only cast members on the show. So, of course, they'd be there. Cops are then still trying to negotiate with Evan, who now wants a car, and for everyone to know what Donna's a liar. So, again, unclear on what he really wants. The cops are telling, like, let Donna go, but he's like, she's not a hostage, she's my girlfriend. And then they're like, put the gun down by proving it. And then he starts to, but then he spots the SWAT guys lurking in the control room and sends them out. So the SWAT guys are really good at their job. They get noticed by Evan and...
So dumb.
And then he says he's demanding this car, like this getaway car, and if you don't give it to me, Donna's gonna die in an hour.
Well, he says Donna's gonna die in an hour, but then he was like... He says something like, you're a lying bitch.
Yeah.
And then he's like, will you be my girlfriend? It's like so, it's like, what is he doing?
I know. He's all over the place. Then, so the standoff is still going on. It's like later now in the night. Evan is still profusely sweating. He's brainstorming places to flee with Donna. She tells him that she's not going anywhere with him, and if he really liked her, he should have just asked her out like a normal guy. Evan says that without the gun, like, he's a nobody. So it's like, oh, are we supposed to feel bad for him now? And then Donna, it seems like she snaps. She tells him that if he wants to shoot her, he might as well do it. And if he really wants her, then act like a man. Not like a crazy stalker and put down the gun. So she's like, I want a man. Like, not like... But she was good with him. Because she's finally like, this is getting ridiculous. And it almost worked. But then Evan catches Tracy. It's weird. Like, he's about to kiss her or something. But then, like, Tracy's just, like, staring. And then he kind of snaps at Tracy and, like, tells her to leave. And she tries to get Brandon to go with her, but he's going to stay with Donna, which he should, I think, at this point, because, you know, she's going through the stuff with him. So the cops are happy. I guess, what are they, on speakerphone the whole time now?
I think.
So the cops are happy that he let Tracy go. They try to do some more negotiating. Evan makes Brandon, like, you know, hang up the hostage phone again. Evan then starts crying, asks Donna not to hate him. It's very weird. Like, I don't know. What it like, his plan is just off. But Donna is basically going to, you know, she's like, this is getting ridiculous. So she pretends now she wants to be with Evan, and she said she's going to leave the country with him. And then she's just like, he's like, what about your boyfriend? And she's like, well, I really want you. And she's like, tell him, Brandon. And then Brandon's like, yeah, she's been talking about breaking up with David for a while and that she has a crush on you. And then he makes up some story about a Valentine's Day party that he's planning on having.
Overselling.
Yeah. He could have just said, yeah, she told me she wanted to break up
with David. Like, she wants to bring you to this Valentine's Day party. Like, shut up, Brandon.
And also, you're having a Valentine's Day party?
He just made it up.
But I feel like he might be. Really
happy. I mean, he might be, but like...
This episode is February 5th, so Valentine's Day is coming up. So it is possible that he is...
Sure, it's possible, but...
I know.
It's just so fake. Brandon's so bad at it.
Yeah. But then finally, he thinks this is like... He's like, no lie.
It's so foolish. Like, this whole thing...
I know.
It's like... I feel like this happens in so many shows. Like, I can't think of an example right now, but I feel like maybe it was the OC or some shows where they, like, fake out a kidnapper by, like, all of a sudden pretending they love them.
Right. But also, like, it's so predictable and it's so weird that... What? It's so weird that, like, he's, like, are you that dumb? Like, you he's think dumb. All of a sudden she likes
well, you? Well, what was his plan? He's dumb.
Right. But so she's now, he thinks now that she likes him because she said she does, and Brandon like kind of backed her on this. So he's like, kiss me. And she's like, not until you put the gun down. So he agrees. He puts the gun down and then they make out with tongue. I saw, you know,
twice.
And then she slyly kicks the gun away, and when she kicks the gun, and then, like, when he gets up, she kind of trips him, and Brandon has enough time to, like, come out and, like, tackle him. And then the SWAT team busts through the doors, and Evan is arrested, and Donna was pointing to the gun. Oh, Donna got the gun. She's pointing to the gun as the SWAT team
busts. Which, like, does she know how to use a gun?
No, she just picked it up and pointed it at him. I'd be nervous, like I'd accidentally like shoot it off.
Yeah.
But she's pointing, and then as the SWAT team is like arresting him, he's like, you said you'd never leave me. And then she's like, I lied. Fade to black. That's where the episode ends.
It's such a weird ending, because like we never see what happens with the Condor, with right. Kelly, David, never.
I was not expecting it to end where it did.
Yeah, like, I feel like they should have, like, walked outside. Like, is Tracy, like, reunited with Brandon?
Right. It just kind of ended. Maybe the... I mean, no, because the next episode, I don't... I think it's just, like... No,
they're, like,
it's
back to normal.
It's, like, 3 days later. Yeah. Who is Hunky Dory? You don't watch The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Who is it?
Do you watch The Real Housewives?
No.
Someone said Hunky Dory, and, Kathy Hilton goes, who's Hunky Dory?
It's an expression.
I know.
Oh.
That's why I said it, because she said, she literally...
you were asking me like if it was a person.
She was.
Oh.
That's why I said that. Anyways, final thoughts?
Like, I guess I'm glad Donna lived. Rusty needs to maybe...
Get therapy?
Get the therapy, or, like, the cops should, like, see what's up with him. Oh, the cops
should look
at like, they should, like, look at his internet history, maybe, or something.
Actually, I think Evan really needs therapy.
Well, Evan's going to jail.
Right. But I feel like
I'm assuming.
Do they have, like, psychiatrists or psychologists in prisons?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they might.
They should. Because he needs...
Wasn't that what, like... What was that movie with Susan Sarandon? Wasn't she, like, a psychiatrist in a prison?
Was she?
What is that movie I'm thinking of where she was know. Like, Sean Penn was a prisoner, and she was, like, his psychiatrist, wasn't she?
Was she?
No, what was she?
I don't know.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, but I don't remember if she's a psychiatrist or not.
Mm. Well, I wish Valerie was in it more.
I will bring you back season 8 Valerie-centric episode.
Season 8?
Yes.
Oh, after college.
Yes, because that's next season. Because mm-hmm. this is towards the... We're midway through this season.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll bring you back for a Valerie-centric episode for sure.
All right. See you then.
Per requested. All right. Fun facts and tidbits. So, unfortunately, I don't have anything except for a spotlight. Being that it was his last episode today, we're obviously going to do it on Evan. So he was played by actor Trevor Edmond, but I see he's also listed as J. Trevor Edmond. First name is Jerome, actually, but it's possible he was born, you know, there was another SAG actor named Jerome Edmond, so he had to pick, go by his middle name. I don't know. Anyways, he was born on September 28th, 1969, which makes him now 52 years old. He is a born and raised California guy from Encino, California. And he's really, you know, kind of hopped around a little bit, hasn't really done much. His main thing we said during the recap, he was on Pacific Palisades as a regular. So I think that was kind of his big thing. Obviously, he made a bunch of appearances on 90210. He did some ABC after school specials, if you ever remember those. I remember having to watch those. Not having to, but I did watch those. And then he also did, you know, some movies here and there. He had a part in Higher Learning. He did Meatballs 4. So kind of funny. But then it seems like he kind of just, you know, took off from acting. He's no longer doing it. From my research, it appears though he might be in real estate now, which seems that he just went a different route, which is kind of cool. He is in real estate now. Just did a double check for sure. He is, so good for him. Also, little fun fact about him. It appears as if he and Tori Spelling did actually date around the time that this episode aired. There's a bunch of pictures of them out at events and stuff like that. So they were definitely a couple in real life. I'm not sure how long it lasted or anything like that, but they were in a relationship. That's it for this episode. I got nothing else for you. Thank you all for listening to Casa Walsh, a Beverly Hills 90210 podcast. My name is Sam, and on the next episode, we will be going over Season 7, Episode 19, called My Funny Valentine. Thanks for listening, and we will see you then.